Hi, I'm Devin Hayes.
And I'm Amanda Joyce. Today's topic is AI do's and don'ts, and here's why you should care. AI is everywhere right now, and if used properly, it can really help your marketing efforts, and if used improperly, it can tank your results.
Welcome to Trade Secrets, where we demystify digital marketing to help contractors get the most bang for their marketing bucks.
This is for you if you're a contractor looking for actionable marketing insights.
Learn from home services industry experts to elevate your business through simplified marketing strategies.
Let's dive into today's trade secret.
Oh my gosh, hot topic.
Hot topic. Yeah.
Hot topic.
It's everywhere. Seriously, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. You're reading about it. You're hearing about it. Everyone's freaking out. So we're excited to talk about it.
Yeah. So the biggest deal we've heard, I think, most people have heard about ChatGPT at this point, which is a product of OpenAI, which has merged as of, let's see, I think February 8th, maybe. I might have gotten that wrong. But they announced that they merged, not merged, but they're on Bing. Microsoft had invested like, I don't know, like $100 billion or something, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Fact check myself. $10 billion.
Oh, wait, $10 billion. But yeah, $10 billion, knowing that, you know, they didn't even really know what they were going to get out of it, but they were just going all in to invest in it and make sure that they were at the front of this crazy technology.
Yeah. So in case you don't know what ChatGPT is, it is an open language processing tool that kind of allows a human interaction with a chatbot. And it is like, the interaction is crazy. It does not seem like you're talking to a robot. You get clear, concise answers.
They build off of each other. You can ask a question and then ask a follow-up question, and the conversation continues. It's not like in a search engine where you're just kind of refining and starting fresh every time you enter a new search.
Yeah, it's like the fastest growing app of all time. This thing's crazy. So in just 2 months, it acquired, let's see here, over 100 million active users.
Yeah. And then now even when you try, you can't even use it if you try, because it's, you know, it's, everyone's been trying to use it.
So you just sit in a waiting room.
Yeah.
Although, yeah. So then as of, I think it was February 8th, but so that ChatGPT is now integrated with Bing. Like, when did you ever think Bing was going to be relevant again? We joke about it because we say, like, nobody Bings anything, nobody Yahoos anything, but now ChatGPT is integrated on the search feature on Bing. Now there's a wait list. There's like over a million person wait list to be able to use that feature within Bing. And like the
exactly.
crazy thing, yeah, the crazy thing about that is that Bing and Microsoft, they, it's not, I'm sure there's going to be pricing tiers like further down the road. But as of right now, like, they didn't even do it to make money. They just did it to take market share from Google.
For spite. Exactly. Like, all this stuff I keep reading about, how they're like, even just getting 1% of that. Like, what is it? We were just talking about this. I think it's like, there's like 3 billion Google searches a day. So 1% of that is 30 million searches. So there's so much on the table to be taken. And I think it's really healthy that the Goliath is actually kind of getting beat up a little bit here. Like, they've just gotten to run... They run the market, and I think it's awesome that there's this shakeup.
Definitely. So we're definitely going to have to do another podcast on what we're seeing in terms of, like, how we have to optimize for Bing versus Google, how you rank on Google versus Bing. That will be another fun podcast. We've already started diving into that and, like, strategically changing things for, you know, our SEO clients. But anyway, so we know ChatGPT. That, you know, that thing has brought AI to, like, the dinner table, and everyone's talking about it. But then Google was like, all right, we're ready. We're going to launch ours. We've got a chatbot, too, and its name is Bard. great name, Google. But, Amanda,
yeah.
Oh, my God, that product launch. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God. Seriously, like, I can't even. What was the search? It was something like, how do I explain something about a telescope to my, or a satellite to my 9-year-old, and it shot back an image and said that that particular satellite had taken the first photo of planet Earth, and it was not the, it was inaccurate, and the internet went crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Their one shot. They just had to, I mean, even if the technology was broken and wasn't ready to come to market yet, it was their one shot to get it right, and they failed miserably.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's gosh. Crazy.
And I was looking at yesterday at how much the CEO makes. That man's base salary is $20 million. There is no room
for failure. Of Google? Or the,
yeah.
Or the product the launch CEO. Manager? Okay, the CEO
of Google. Who just got, I mean, he's just being like torn apart on the internet because, you know, this is their time to shine.
Well, yeah. So first of all, they're getting made fun of because they're like, hey guys, this is a terrible product launch. So, you know, their product launch team is like, I feel bad for them because
I know,
you know, that hurts. But then on top of that, like their parent company Alphabet lost $100 billion.
$1 billion. Like overnight in stock shares. I mean, in stock prices. It's just, and then you just think about the long-term reverberation of this with Bard. How long is it going to take for your average American or anyone, for that matter, any consumer to trust it? You know, it's definitely going to have a black mark on it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and you bring up a really good point too. Like, so the product launch was a failure for sure. So if you think about it, even with ChatGPT, like there, that product, like it's, I mean, everybody's just been super impressed with it, but it's using information from up to 2021. So it's kind of dated information, but something else that's kind of been going on in like our little SEO chat rooms is that there is programmer bias. So while you can ask it a question and you're delivered one answer versus, you know, a bunch of links, programmer bias, that programmer is putting the answer into the program, you know, ChatGPT. So the answer that you get, I mean, while I'm sure they have like some sort of ethical guidelines and there's, you know, a whole process before selecting what that one answer will be when you ask it, but you got to think still, you know, somebody's typing that in there and writing what it should be, which is kind of crazy. So number one, there's inaccurate information, questionable info. And then number two, you got to think of programmer bias if you're depending on just that one answer delivered from, you know, ChatGPT or Bard, whenever.
Bard.
Well, you know, I mean, just I think like no holds barred. Like yeah, there's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I know that's a different spelling, but puns. We like puns. Anyways.
Yeah. But I think that you make a really good point there too, because I feel like when we really do dive into these do's and don'ts, at the end of the day, it is a technology, it's a tool, but you still have to use your brain. Just how you have to keep in mind that there could be bias with the response you're getting. So you definitely do not, you can't just assume it's, you know, just hold it. You need to use a little bit of critical thinking when you are using it. And then you also, and then as you're applying it in your business and in your marketing, you also need to, you know, use your brain and don't just assume that it's the one right answer and the internet gave it to me and it's God has spoken and this is the answer.
Yeah, just because you're following like, you know, your Apple Maps on directions and you see a road closure doesn't mean you should keep driving straight, even though she's telling you to drive straight. Like,
it's like on the episode of The Office when it tells Michael to drive into a pond and he just does it because it told him.
Maybe there's a road under there. I don't know.
Yeah, don't be Michael Scott in this case.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. You know, it's a good day anytime you can use an Office reference.
Exactly.
Okay, so AI do's and don'ts. So so this idea came about because, you know, while we're trying to be early adapters of like, you know, this AI technology, and it's been around, there's been content writing, like AI content writing tools for the past couple of years. Nothing has really been able to compete with, I think, the natural language used in ChatGPT. But anyway, these AI writers have been there and they've taken a lot of zhuzhing and finessing and correcting. But with that, we're going to see more and more people start to use AI. And so we wanted to lay out some easy like do's and don'ts for using it. Of course, we all want to be more efficient. We all want to save money. But, you know, as we're studying kind of at what cost in terms of your positioning on Google or now Bing, we've come up with like kind of a short list of do's and don'ts when using AI for business.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want this is an exciting tool. Let's use it, but let's use it smart and let's not make mistakes that could end up maybe making you lose your search rankings that you've worked so hard to gain, things like that. So let's hop in on the do's.
Yes.
do use AI to outline your content. This is a great opportunity to just, you know, kind of get the bones of it laid out, and then you can hop back in and zhuzh it and add your own IP and your own thought processes and stuff. But it's a really great way to just kind of maybe sit down. If you're somebody that has trouble diving in, getting started writing something, use AI to outline it, but know that at the end of the day, you're going to take that outline and make it your own.
Yeah. Yeah. And then outlining it, that's great. But even like coming up with new content ideas, I mean, you can use AI for that too. So that would be, I would put that on the do's list too, like coming up with new content ideas. And then as you kind of just discussed, outlining the kind of what you're going to write, use AI to outline your article. Like that's brilliant.
Absolutely. Or to outline a content plan. That's another great one that I've seen a ton of examples of too, of people, you know, interacting with ChatGPT and asking it to help them really lay things out. So it's another great way to kind of get the bones. Bless you.
I'm sorry, that was huge.
It's another great way to just get kind of the bones of the plan and where you're going with it. And then sit back and look at it, you know, put your expert hat on, and remember, you're going to add in your own thought leadership to it.
Definitely. I love that. And that's kind of like an internal process. And that's kind of leads me to another point, is like, do use it to write like internal things. Like, are you having to build out like SOPs for your company, or like a welcome letter for a new hire? I mean, I would use it for all kind of like, I don't know, internal things, or something that is going to be printed. Obviously, please edit and customize. But you know, I think that would be a great use for some of those, because starting like an onboarding package or something, I know there's like a lot of information that goes into those. So
a huge time suck. So yeah, that's a great one as well, that your new employee is not going to go run it through a plagiarism checker and find out that it's very similar to another company. Like, that's a great place to use it for sure. Another one I love is using it to break up writer's block. As someone who writes content and has written content for, you know, contractors in a lot of verticals over the years, sometimes it is just like, I gotta like break the mold and get out of what I have written in the past. What am I missing here? It's a great way to like come up with really cool new ideas and just break up that writer's block.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think like there's some, and breaking up the writer's block for sure. But I think I saw an example of like an obituary that was written by a bot versus one that was written by a human. So breaking up writer's block is really good. This goes for any like AI content, but if you look at it, like just think about like applying like your human touch to any of this stuff that's going to be forward facing, you know?
Absolutely. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. Squirrel got us off track.
Yeah. But,
okay. Ooh, I like what you have here. Using it to help write ad copy. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely. And especially because ad copy, you're typically working within small amounts of characters. So that's another good one that it can, you know, spit back really good thought, compelling, like really strong headlines and things. And again, you're going to need to tweak it. Like, you don't want it to sound like every other ad that's above and below you, but like you can definitely come up with some cool ideas that maybe you wouldn't have come up with on your own.
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah, if everyone used it to write ad copy, we'd all have the same ads. But that's brilliant, because you do have to have such a concise number of characters in those, you know, those different types of, whether it's display or, I don't know, on search. Just or whatever.
Traditional search ads. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One of them that I also wanted to hit on was make sure that you are running your stuff through Copyscape if you use AI. It's imperfect, but you can put it in there and see if it's picking up on it and saying it sounds like AI. And we're hearing some people say that their content's being kicked back, being told that it sounds like AI and they wrote it and they're a human. So it's an imperfect technology, but if you're running it through there, you can just make sure that, you know, if you're new to this and you're kind of zhuzhing some AI content and you're like, did I change enough? And it's like this, it spits back and tells you this is most definitely written by a bot. You haven't done enough work and you need to get back in there and keep zhushing it. Your homework's not done yet.
Yeah, keep working on it. Well, and then in terms of like the implications on search, it has, like in some of our like SEO kind of forums, we have, you know, people that are monitoring their sites and we're monitoring it too. And while we're not sure, like Google they have said like we're not going to penalize, you know, content written by a bot. Our whole goal is to provide the best user experience. So if it's written by a bot and it's better than what a human wrote, then you're not, you know, great. But there are whole, as of now, that's typically not the case, but it doesn't mean it couldn't be. So it's, you know, we're getting that question a lot, and we're kind of, and we're wondering too, what we're going to see. But there was a guy in our Google, SEO mastermind group, and he actually hopped on with like Search Engine Journal, which is a great, like reputable SEO source. If you want to like talk to experts who have a ton of data that they're analyzing across, you know, hundreds of websites so they can come up with some good analysis. And like what they were seeing is, yeah, absolutely. AI content was, you know, being penalized in terms of ranking. So while it's not written in stone, like, yes, every piece of AI content is not going to rank, you still, it's still competing with humans and delivering like the best user experience. So as long as your content is focused on delivering the best user experience, which typically, which again, like Copyscape is a great tool to check for that, because it probably, it's like, are you like making a human connection here, or is it just too, like,
you sound robotic? Like a bot. Exactly. You sound like a bot, and it can also check for plagiarism too. So you can figure out if you, it's AI that, you know, you're basically just stealing content from the web, and then, you know, because you want to make sure that you're, that that's not happening either, because you will get penalized for that. So, yeah, you know, it's a great way to just test and see if you sound human and if your content is unique, which is at the end of the day, what we're all trying to do.
Yeah. So overall, like the do's, like, use it to outline things, use it to break writer's block, definitely use it for internal, you know, writing that needs to be done, and use it like to help create ad copy. And again, all with the caveat of humanize it, touch it up a bit. Let's dive into the don'ts.
Yes. Yes. Don't use it to completely write your content. Don't just throw it in there, slap it up on your website and move on with your day, or you will, it'll hurt you across the board. It'll hurt you from user experience. Google will hate it, all the things. So just do not do that.
Yeah, even if you think it, even if it ranks okay for, you know, initially, the algorithm is going to catch up to you. It's going to get you. They have, there's like the spam algorithm update that happened, I don't know, between August and October last year, and it is going to get you. They have over 4,000 algorithm updates each year. So keep that in mind if you're like, oh, I'm going to put some lipstick on this pig and call her done. You're not done.
No. Yeah. And I'm sure they have an entire team over there that's dedicated to specifically updating the algorithm for this. And they're smart. They're Google engineers. They're going to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't forget to introduce your expertise into it. That's what matters. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Have it help you write it. But if you are an electrician who is an expert at EV charging installations and you know a lot about rebates, make sure you put that in there, because the AI is probably not going to be smart enough to even pull that, because it's also pulling from all your competitors. Think about what you know that your competitors don't, that's not out there existing in their content, and introduce that into it. If it means you have to write a couple full paragraph blocks all on your own, aside from just judging what was already spit back, you put that in there, and that's what's going to make the huge difference in your content and everyone else who used an AI tool to write theirs.
Brilliant, brilliant, per usual. and yeah, so, and then something else, that like, don't just write more of the same generic AI-based content. And this is something we're talking about if you've listened to our other podcast when we talk about content in general. Like, this goes along with more like storytelling, you know, and AI is not going to be able to do that. And those are kind of the more compelling, engaging pieces of content anyway. So I really love this point. Like, don't just write generic content, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If you don't go out there and look at the search results and find that the top 15 results all basically say the same thing, and then try to write your own version of that same thing and think you're going to rank, maybe you will, but you probably won't. The best way to get up to climb those search rankings is to kind of look at what everyone else is saying and realize what hole is missing and write for that, and use AI to help you write it. But a lot of those tools go out and just pull from the top. A lot of the just true content writing AI tools will just go pull, oh, Google likes this, Google likes this, Google likes this. Look at what everything Google likes and then see what's missing there and write for that. And that's how you're going to like stand out amongst all this copy that everyone's basically just copying each other's homework. That's not benefiting anyone.
Yeah. And when you do that, when you're searching for the whole, again, you're using your expertise. But that means you're also using like critical thinking and really coming up with like a different perspective on a lot of the same content. So, being able to like position yourself a little bit differently and not just be strictly informational, but you know, if you can give examples from your, again, your experience, and pull that in there, then you're going to create something that's going to garner more engagement as it is, which is going to help you climb in rankings. Both because socially that's the kind of content people engage with, but also that's what's going to keep the reader on page when they're actually reading the blog. It's not like, this is how you install an EV charger. It's, you know, you can just, you know, you can do some storytelling on a project, specifically about EV chargers. And that's how you're going to kind of compete with just a plain like service overview page.
Exactly. Exactly. And lastly, our pro tip, it really plays into everything we've just said, but just don't lose sight of EEATS. This is, at the end of the day, this is what Google's looking for. They're looking for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. So if that's what, if you're keeping that in mind as you're judging this content, you're going to naturally rise up the search rankings. You're going to sound like the smartest guy in the room. Your content's going to be better, and you're going to win the AI race.
You know what? I think we need to re-record the intro to this and just say, every time we say zhuzh, take a sip of your beverage. but yeah, absolutely. Sticking to it. Just remember Lil Jon and eat, ah, eat. There's a meme in there somewhere, but thanks for picking up on that. But yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great pro tip. Always use your expertise when writing. And zhuzhing content.
Zhuzh it.
Thank you so much for listening. Always hit us up with any questions or anything else you'd like to see. We're here for it. We'd love to, you know what you think. Tell us your thoughts and all that good stuff.
Did we miss something? Is there something you're using it for that's just a slam dunk? Let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys. That was today's trade secret. Thanks for listening.
Did you find this helpful? We're just getting started.
Subscribe and don't miss our next reveal.
Until next time.